housing prices growing twice as fast outside cities in COVID exodus. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent. Property editor Mark Keenan reports that the trend of home buyers moving to rural locations, which began in lockdown, is now snowballing rather than slackening off. Figures from estate agents show that since June, house prices have increased by 9.2% in Tipperary, 8.4% in Donegal and 7.3% in Kilkenny, compared with increases of just 1.5% and 2.4% in the cities of Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that 720 consultant posts remain unfilled as 630,000 people wait for a hospital appointment. The Irish Times leads today with the German election. Derek Scally reports that the country is tilting towards a centre-left government, as early indications suggest that the Social Democratic Party is likely to win in a narrow victory just ahead of the Christian Democratic Union. Scally describes the party's first election outing without Chancellor Angela Merkel as a fiasco. The number of workers still receiving the pandemic unemployment payment generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. Figures from last week showed that just over 110,000 people were still receiving the payment, with more than 10,000 of those from the construction sector. Construction workers urged to return to work as skills crisis threatens promise to build 33,000 homes a year is the headline there. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports on a Garda investigation into an incident in which a COVID patient left Letterkenny University Hospital against medical advice. Joe McCarron, a man in his 60s from Dunglow, was readmitted to the hospital a day later and was put on a ventilator but died last Friday without regaining consciousness. An NHS investigation into the death of an 87-year-old woman, Iris Hull, who died in a nursing home in Belfast in August, generates the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. And for its lead story, the Irish News leads with a security review of a mental health facility in Belfast after a dog walker reported that she found every door inside the building of Knockbracken Healthcare Park wide open after she went in to retrieve her dog. Friend of an Era, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror, alongside a picture of Paddy Prendergast, the last surviving member of Mayo's All-Ireland winning football team, who died yesterday at the age of 95. The Irish Daily Star runs with the picture of a tearful Rory McIlroy on its front page this morning after Europe's golfers were defeated by their US counterparts yesterday. And pictures from the Ryder Cup are also carried on the front of all of today's sports supplements. And finally, there's a nice picture on the front of today's Examiner of Kerryman Dan Tim O'Sullivan herding sheep through the streets of London. Mr O'Sullivan from Kells in County Kerry, who employs more than 1,500 people in the engineering firm he founded, was granted the freedom of the city in 2019. In recognition of his business success and charitable work. He was one of a number of freemen yesterday who toasted one of the honours bestowed on them, dating back to medieval times, which allows them to herd sheep through the capital city.